بسم الله The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam They're the closest people to Allah Ta'ala. And their du'as were obviously all accepted. There's no question about the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and his du'a not being accepted. When Musa alayhi salatu wa salam continued working with the Bani Israel and after repeatedly inviting Fir'aun and trying to bring him to understand, but when time passed and it became clear that this is not going to happen, so they eventually made dua against Fir'aun. So in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala declared the acceptance of this dua. قَالَ قَدْ أُجِيبَتْ دَعْوَتُكُمَا فَاسْتَقِيمَا وَلَا تَتَّبِعَانِ سَبِيلَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ So the endorsement of the acceptance of that dua was revealed to them. But the manifestation of that acceptance happened 40 years later. Fir'aun and his army were destroyed. The manifestation of that dua that was made 40 years prior. So the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salam are accepted, and after this was revealed to them that your dua has been accepted, we cannot imagine for one moment that they stopped making dua. They would have continued making dua because the highest level of servitude is in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And dua is a very high level of the servitude, therefore it is the essence of ibadat. So now the lesson for us, where are we? We make dua for 2 days, and now we're waiting for the manifestation of that dua on the third day. That the third day now has gone, 3 days have passed, and nothing seems to have happened. So now, we're now sort of questioning things around us. Whereas this was the manner in which the Anbiya alayhi salam continued to beg from Allah Ta'ala. And after having been told that the dua is being accepted, they didn't stop. It's unimaginable that they stopped. And the manifestation came 40 years later. So the point in all this is that number one, to start off with, do we make dua? And number two, how much and with what fervor? Not, is it just a routine dua at just some specific times in a very routine manner? Or is it that there's some dedicated time for dua in a very deep and very earnest manner? And then when we do make dua, then how often, how much? And then this part of it is nevertheless the very dangerous part, that a person becomes musta'ajil. He becomes hasty. That now what happened now? So many times I made dua, so where's the answer to the dua? So this is the lesson to take from here, that we have to continue. Our job is to continue begging Allah Ta'ala. That's Allah Ta'ala's prerogative, Allah Ta'ala's right. When Allah wishes to manifest it, and to start off with, what claim can we have and make that we have made dua in such a way that it deserves acceptance? That too is purely Allah Ta'ala's grace. Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua, meaning something that was not deserving acceptance but gets accepted. That's Allah Ta'ala's grace. So the dua, number one, we got no basis to make any claim that we did it in such a way that we didn't have any barriers preventing the dua's acceptance, and our dua is worthy of acceptance, nothing of that nature. So to start off with, that's the level of our situation. But then if with that we don't even ask, or then we ask 2 times and now we're waiting for the manifestation of it, that is totally wrong from our end. We have to continue, and continue very humbly and earnestly. When it will manifest itself, that's in the control of Allah Ta'ala. But the dua of a person who sincerely begs Allah Ta'ala, Allah accepts his dua. Allah gives us the